Hello, this is Marcia Schneider with the League of Women Voters of Portland, and you are watching the Video Voters Guide or listening to our podcast. We are here today to talk with a candidate running in the May 21st, 2024 primary election. We are grateful for the support of the Carol and Velma Sailing Foundation, the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund, the Weiss Foundation, and our media partner, Metro East Community Media. With me is Margo Wheeler, running for Multnomah County Commissioner, District 1. Welcome, Ms. Margo Wheeler.
Thank you, Marcia.
Thank you. Please tell us a little about yourself and why you are running for this office.
Well, I'm a born and raised in Oregon. I'm originally from Eugene and moved to Portland in 2010. So I've been here 14 years. I absolutely love this city. I have a background in economics. I got my bachelor's degree from the University of Oregon, as well as my MBA. I have been a Multnomah County employee for the last 5 years, as well as being a management consultant for both businesses and nonprofit organizations. I really enjoy solving problems and creating effective solutions for clients and organizations. I have the knowledge to hit the ground running, knowing how county operations currently work and where the gaps are. I care deeply about my community, and I'm running to try to make a difference and address some of the gaps that I see and believe that I can fix.
Thank you. And what will be your policy priorities if elected, and why?
I will focus on three main areas. That's public safety, mental health, and addiction. I want to focus on improving program performance. The impact of these programs is very important, and we need to be measuring them in a very standardized way. I also want to focus on spend transparency, where we're allocating those dollars and what individually those dollars are being spent on. I also want to look at operational efficiency with the segregation of departments. There's a lot of redundancies and overlaps, and there's a lot of opportunities for efficient solutions. And I believe that I not only know where those solutions are, but can implement them in a timely manner.
Thank you. Third, are you satisfied with the board's current handling of the 24-hour mental health crisis and sobering center? If not, what changes would you support?
Well, I do believe we absolutely need a 24-hour sobering center and mental health crisis care. I do think that it was scaled too small, and it was not an effective rollout. Poor implementation, not enough beds, a lack of connection to long-term supportive services made it a stopgap that didn't have the ability to produce long-term results for both the community and the individuals accessing those services. I want to utilize county assets, that's both buildings and tax dollars, to make sure that we're putting dollars in programs and community-based organizations that have proven results and will make a difference in our community.
Thank you. You are listening to the Video Voters Guide interview and podcast of Margo Wheeler, who is running for Multnomah County Commissioner District 1. Next question. What role would you support for Multnomah County to play in addressing the supply of housing in the region?
Multnomah County has received billions of dollars for a variety of services providing housing, healthcare. Multnomah County has a duty to care for those who can't care for themselves. That includes not only providing and funding housing options, but connecting those housing solutions to supportive services. Housing cannot be effective without those additional supportive services. Individuals will not be successful with the housing first model. And so I want to bring teams together, community-based organizations, to provide comprehensive services and have a long-term path for individuals who are seeking support and need support. I believe that rent assistance is an important part of keeping people housed. Multnomah County has been doing rent assistance, one thing I think that they can do better is to coordinate between the departments. Many departments provide rent assistance, and there's no overarching analysis on who is receiving that and making sure there's not duplication and fraud, but also making sure that those are timely payments to keep people out of the eviction process and keep them secured and safe in their housing. We have a lot of tax dollars earmarked for housing through the Joint Office of Homeless Services and through other funding. And I believe that it's Multnomah County's duty to make sure that there's housing available for each type of person that needs those services. That includes providing a variety of types of housing and, like I said, those supportive services to make sure that individuals are getting all the support they need to be successful and to stay off the streets.
How, if at all, would you seek to change the county contracting process?
I think the county contracting process definitely has some flaws, opportunities for improvement. There's a lack of standardization, which makes it so we cannot measure the effectiveness of these programs and solutions. So first of all, when you have a provider that's providing the same type of care as another provider, Multnomah County needs to make sure that they have data integrity and they're collecting those statistics the same way from each one. So those aggregate impacts will be true and meaningful. Having performance metrics that have both the qualitative and the quantitative metrics is important to measure how we're impacting our communities and not just the individuals we're serving. I think expense monitoring needs to improve. Right now, contracting funds different buckets, and as long as community-based providers are within those buckets of expenses, then there's no additional scrutiny. I think that Multnomah County needs to go down to the line item and make sure that each thing that's being purchased and spent either directly by the county or by community-based organizations is being utilized on what voters, taxpayers in our community intend them to. I also want to prioritize effective providers. We should be putting money towards things that work, really celebrating, making sure those providers are being paid in a timely manner, that contracts are being renewed, and that we're providing the breadth of services that our community demands.
Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Margo Wheeler. This concludes our video voters guide and podcast interview of Margo Wheeler running for Multnomah County Commissioner District 1. Election day is Tuesday, May 21st. Ballots will be mailed beginning May 1st. Be sure to inform yourself about the candidates and exercise your right to vote. Thank you for your interest.
Brought to you by the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund. Thanks to the Carol and Velma Sailing Foundation, the Weiss Foundation, the Sarah Fruing Fund, and the League of Women Voters of Portland members for their generous support. Thanks also to the volunteers who made this program possible. Thank you for listening. Copyright 2024 by the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund. Produced in cooperation with Metro East Community Media. Licensed through Creative Commons.